So Odysseus then is reconciled, is reunited with Penelope, and then there's the reclaiming his household stage. So what's bits that, what metaphor did you come up with for that then?
Well, I mean, it's not a neat one, but it's what follows from Penelope recognizing him and the sort of gradual reunion of the family coming back together again. There's a lot of stuff that happens in this towards the end of the story. So the suitors, the families of the suitors who were all slaughtered in this battle, look to avenge their deaths, and there's the risk of another big battle coming, and this is ultimately stopped by the goddess Athena, who brings peace back onto the land, and all this kind of stuff. I suppose, what am I doing here? I'm going back into the classroom, transformed by my experiences of having now developed a much better understanding of VR and its use in teaching and learning. And there's one sort of, I suppose, final experiential story here. I don't know how well it aligns with Odysseus reclaiming his household, but it was one other thing that was quite sort of indicative or illustrative of what you can use VR for. And again, I mentioned earlier in this the intersection between VR and generative AI. So I spent a little bit of time at a stall in a big educational technology trade fair earlier on in the year, and I entered into, well, put the headset on, entered into this classical Greek amphitheatre to observe a debate between two different sides and, you know, hear the different sides of their story. And because it was generative AI, I got to choose who were going to be doing the debates. I got to choose the topic that they were going to debate. And in VR, I got to sit back and listen to and observe them. So there was a set list of characters that could be included in this one. So from the list, I didn't want to have the vendor suggested, why don't you have Donald Trump debating Billie Eilish? I'm not going to be spending 5 minutes in VR listening to that. Thank you very much. So I picked John Lennon and Barack Obama from this list. And it's like, okay, so what would they, had it been even remotely possible, what would they have debated? It's like, okay, let's just go for a quick, easy one. You know, the 20th century versus the 21st century. Go. So I sat back in my Greek amphitheatre listening to these avatars of John Lennon talking about how good it was that the 60s overturned all these things from how different it was before, and straight-laced and all that. And Barack Obama was talking about... I'm not going to do an Obama impression. greater diversity in the 21st century and all this kind of stuff. And it was, you know, it was a little cheesy, it was a little bit lo-fi, but it was still, you know, a fascinating thing to sort of sit there and witness these, you know, supposed different sides talking to each other. And, you know, I think I might have even been able to sort of throw a polling question in there myself, that sort of stuff as well.
So that's bringing stuff back, you're saying, from VR into the rest of your work then. So there's things that you've been transformed by this journey and can then work with people differently or have more ideas, or what is the sort of details of that transformation?
Well, I suppose the main thing is, you know, to pull all of these stories together is I now have, I think, a much better sense of how VR can be used as a tool to support teaching and learning, when it's appropriate to do so, why you might want to do it, when you shouldn't do it, what you shouldn't do, but some of the transformative powers that it can bring in educational contexts. And to go back, you know, 18 months ago, you know, or 20 years if you take the sort of Odyssean journey, yeah, I'd have had no idea about any of these things.